Hello, Todd.
Hey, Todd. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Ruben. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Give me one second. I'm just loading up your file. It's taking a while. I'm doing okay. How's your day?
It's going pretty good, man.
Hold on one second.
I was going to get you that stuff together, so, and I'm not 100% sure I'm going to need it yet, but I wanted to have it there if it looks like we do, you know what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Okay.
It is really a lot of it's depending upon if my customers come through for me that I've called, they owe me a lot of money right now, and...
Okay, yeah, let's go over your... Did you get my email last night by any chance, or no?
I did. I've got to get those bank statements together today and send to you, so I'll get that done here in a little while.
No problem. Let me walk you through your options here. Give me one second.
Okay. Yeah, that's what. Definitely.
And do you still have that loan with OnDeck or no?
Yes, we do. It's still just open. I mean, actively paying it down. We haven't used it anymore. I mean,
gotcha.
It's just because we have its open line of credit. That we can, we got like $9,000 there we could pull, but we haven't used it but the one time. We're trying to pay it off.
Absolutely. Let me, what amount in a perfect world would you be looking for?
You know, my guess would be $50,000 more to get us through till the next few weeks, and we should be receiving a couple $100,000 here shortly from some customers, so
gotcha.
I just gotta get to that mark.
no problem. I can tell you what, and I'll get your bank statements to get the process rolling. I can tell you, I might need to send you a current application, but I actually doubt it. So let me kind of tell you what I think we could do for you, and what's
okay.
available. So right now your balance with NewLogic is around 150. So there's two ways to slice this. The first way is to do what's called a complete refinance, but I don't think that'd be a good option for your business, not because I don't want to provide it, but because if you owe, say, around 150 to 170 and you do a refinance, you've got to net at least 50 cents on the dollar. So if you owe 150, you got to borrow at least 300, and that's a lot of debt, and I think it's just not going to, it's not the proper program. So we've got a program, what's called a second position loan. And essentially, this is additional working capital that doesn't pay off your existing NewLogic loan. Now, generally, with a business loan, many lenders don't even do a second position. And some of the second positions in the marketplace, frankly, are quite expensive. That's not really the case for us. We've got some very, very nice competitive offers. Up to $100,000 for second position loans. I looked at your bank statements last night, and I'm obviously looking at old data, but I would tell you, based on my experience, you're probably looking at, somewhere between 50 to 100, I think is reasonable, and, doing terms, I don't know if... It's very sometimes hard to give someone a 3-month loan, not because we don't want to, but because the performance is quite low. But we'd probably give you something in the range of 6 to 12 months with a very significant discount for paying off. So we could cash flow the transaction based on, 6 to 12 months based on X number of borrowing. But if you want to pay off, we'll give you a really big discount to do so. And that's probably a second position loan based on the amount you need and your time frame is probably the best way. It's the best program for you. That takes about one day to get approved, one day to fund.
Okay.
Are you looking for any equipment, by the way, right now or no?
Not right now. When you say equipment, is that like a vehicle qualify or?
Yeah, I mean all different types of assets. So we do vehicle financing. We do equipment for like manufacturing financing. Pretty much a tremendous amount of different products.
Gotcha. As of right now, I'm not really. There's a possibility after. I don't want to do it now until we get some of our receivables in, and then I might would look at it. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm not loading myself up with too much here, because I mean, we do got a good profit margin here coming. I just got to get it, man. And I mean, our contractors pay us so slow, and it just really hurts us when they do that, you know. But they will pay us. It's just these 90-day payouts. It's tough to sit on money for 3 months at $200,000 to $300,000 now. But yeah, I mean, and long story short, I had an SBA loan almost funded for $220,000. It was cheap money, you know, for a 10-year payback. So it was a low payment, but that fell apart on me, and I thought that was going to, and it all because of the back tax issue that is out there.
When did when were you pursuing that?
I was pursuing it about a month ago, a little less than a month ago. They actually called me after I got funded from you guys on the 150 on the 50 for the. They called me because I had a prior SBA loan of like $80,000, and they said, "Hey, you qualify again for another SBA loan." I was like, "Well, let me look at it just for the heck of it, you know." And I seen the interest rate and the payback over 10 years. Of course, the payments was less, and I was looking at it, well, you know, later down the road, 3, 4, 5 months from now, I could actually roll over, pay this loan off, get a discount, you know, and then I could come back to you guys later if I needed to, you know, on something. But that fell apart, so now I'm having to kind of relook at possible, you know, some alternative financing options.
I think what's going on right now, and do you mind if I give you my kind of feedback?
It's fine. Go ahead.
So, right now, and I don't mean to be facetious at all. Let's just bring this up. Okay, give me a second. What's going on right now is that there is, in the financial services industry, there is a complete and utter desperation for business. And essentially, you have a massive, massive amount of people that are, I mean, people kind of read about the economy and interest rates, but like the person that offered you an SBA loan, were they your local banker? Were they a sales rep? Who was this person?
It was SmartBiz. I don't know if you heard of SmartBiz Loans. I think they're one of the biggest SBA loan providers. Or they actually pushed the paperwork through, you know, to get you through on the SBA. That's who I did my first one with. Their fees are a little higher, though. Than
you did. You did an SBA loan with them?
I did from about a year or so ago. I have an SBA $80,000 loan.
Okay, $80,000
with them.
Okay,
yeah.
And so I think what's going on right now is I actually don't know who that is, but I have a lot of customers. One of the reps here actually works with a gentleman who I know ditches a massive amount of these SBA loans. And you're completely right. SBA loans are really good if you qualify, if it goes through. And the problem is that I think, and where a lot of people in our industry are suffering, is I'm sure you get calls for working capital all the time, correct?
Yes.
So what's going on in our industry is quite interesting. So this industry is completely, in my opinion, out of control. It's out of control. People have lost their minds, and you're a methodical person. You think through your choices. You're not like many customers, Todd. There's a lot of customers that we see that have 5 or 6 working capital loans who are effectively running their businesses off of loans, and then they turn off their phone when things don't go well. So because of that, you've got a customer who gets a call, and you go to a guy, and a lot of people in our industry have said, hey, I want to quit selling a working capital loan because I'm sick of getting beat up for customers. So I'm going to vilify the working capital loan. I'm going to provide an SBA loan, which it sounds like you got a good relationship with someone. But the problem is if you already have an SBA loan, sometimes getting a second is very difficult, and it's a huge rule book. So I think, you know, what you need is something that's pretty reasonable. I think reasonable is a key word, something that it fulfills a need, 50 to 100 grand, it's a second position loan, it's not going to crush you, but it's not going to be at 10 years. And that's probably kind of what I would think.
And that's the other thing I did look at, Ruben, to be honest with you. Their fees, I mean, yes, it's a decent interest rate, but what you pay back I was borrowing $220,000. That $220,000 was still going to cost me over 10 years quite a bit of money. And if you look at it from standpoint, yes, I'm paying higher interest on a short-term loan, but the actual interest payback was less.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's actually less payback, and the loan's over and done with. You know, that's the nice thing.
I think it's just right now what's going on, and there is, in my opinion, my opinion is pretty much meaningless, but there's a lot of people you'll talk to like me, and they hate their lives, okay? Because every customer they talk to says, I'm going to beat the crap out of you over interest rates, primary language, I'm going to push you around, or I already have five loans, and the other guy on the phone just, he can't make a living. He's like, what am I doing? And he's literally, in our industry right now, what I tell people is the truth. About 10% of the people are doing about 90% of the business. That is kind of the harsh reality of what's going on. But I'm sure it's very similar in your industry, where you get a lot of business and there's a lot of one-man shops who are constantly trying to make a buck, and it's hard. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, I see it all the time, man.
Correct. There's just been a reaction right now where a lot of companies, I don't blame them, have said, hey, look, I don't want to be the 15th working capital company that this customer speaks to. But the reality is our programs that we have, we price things out, I think, a lot more. We don't need to force people, and we don't need to force people's hand and like get into a contentious relationship. So most of our customers work with us on a repeated basis, but what a lot of other sales reps are experiencing is these customers aren't loyal. I can't make a living, so I'm going to try to do some type of other loan to gain their business. But regarding the equipment financing, you know, what do we consider as equipment? Because that's a separate loan product. Pretty much any type of asset that's used in daily operations. So that could be painting equipment. That could be vehicle financing. As long as the vehicle is used for the business. So in your business, a truck, a van. I don't know. What type of equipment do you buy on a daily basis?
Paint supplies, you know, ours is here's something. Now when you say that, let me ask you this. All right, here's a situation I run into often. I buy lots of commercial wall covering, and that, let's just say a commercial wall covering account, I just bought some. I spent $50,000 buying it, but I had to buy it through Sherwin-Williams.
What's a wall covering?
Wallpaper, you know.
Wallpaper.
Yeah, like, so we wallpaper these commercial buildings. Like, if you're in these corridors, you know, walk through these office spaces, you got these long corridors with all this wallpaper in it. That's one of the products we put up. So, but it's really expensive. Well, I can buy this stuff direct and save if I have the money to buy it. But if I buy it at $50,000 and I have to wait 90 days, 120 days to get my money, well, I'm tying $50,000 up. Or I can buy it through Sherwin-Williams at 10%, 15% extra cost, so that $50,000 now is costing me $5,000, $7,000, $8,000, $5,000 to $8,000
to pay within 90.
So that I can have the option. If I had an opportunity to buy this material more often direct, I buy roughly, just to give you an idea, a year, I probably buy roughly $500,000 to $700,000 in just wallpaper. So that's $70,000 to $100,000 and probably interest fees that I pay per year, that if I could buy it direct, I would say. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess what I can walk you through is this. So your question is, you've got the opportunity to buy from the wholesaler, but they don't take purchase orders. They don't give you 30 or 90 days. You got to pay cash, correct?
Correct, for most part. Yes, some of them will extend terms, but they're 30-day terms, and I don't get paid off the job that quick, so I'm still on the hook in 30 days to pay it, you know?
So I guess what I would tell you is this. So what you're referring to is really, and I think this is probably where this working capital product is helpful, is, by the way, do you own any vehicles outright, like any trucks outright, or no?
I've got yes, I do. I own a little old truck.
Okay, but not like a big commercial vehicle. Okay, so
no, I pay payments on one.
Cool. Okay. No worries. I just was asking. So if you talked about like it's really an opportunity cost. You know, and I think what you're referring to is what a lot of customers that I dealt with is, and it's just, it's a constant idea of, I'm consistently buying X product. It's math. I'm consistently buying X product, or will consistently buy it each month. What's the opportunity? So the question, the whole situation I think for you is, if you're buying around 50 to, and you're never going to have those perfect numbers, but if you're buying about 50 to 70 grand each month, give or take, let's just say it's around there. Is that a good estimate?
Yeah, 50,000 right, so probably. Good.
Let's say 50,000. The challenge is, basically, if you don't need $500,000 in a loan, you just need to get a month or two ahead so you can float that money. So once you get a month ahead, the problem solves itself. Okay, now that I have $50,000, but it's not just getting a month ahead. You need a month ahead plus some breathing room because you've got to float that money. So you've got to get $50,000 plus a few extra bucks to kind of float that.
Yes.
So, but, you know, if you look at it, if you're getting $50,000 plus a few bucks to get a month ahead and be able to pay cash, well, you're going to be able to take, you're going to save about 70 grand in interest a year, 50 to 70 a year, and then you just have to weigh the cost of the loan. So I'm not a big believer that if the it has to be a no-brainer. So if you're going to borrow 50 or 70 grand, 50 grand plus a few bucks, so let's call it 70 grand. If you're going to borrow 70 grand, you can't have the cost be 70 grand. You can't have it break even to take the risk. You have to have a situation where you borrowing 70 grand, the cost is, you know, maybe 15, 20 grand, and so you're much more comfortable. And I think that's probably what you're getting at, and yeah, that process, there is, I think the second position loan would make sense for you as long as you keep it reasonable. I kind of stress to customers, I've learned kind of the hard way, second position loans are a great thing, but you shouldn't go crazy. So I think the amount you should probably look for is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of what you're telling me, probably 60 to 100 grand, probably something where, you know, you're not going to be super stressed for cash flow. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's where we're at. We built our cash flow monthly. We've got it built out to where if we collect $150 to $160 a month, we work great. But the problem was last month we got shorted $20,000, so we collected $130. This month, again, next month, we'll probably collect $200 and the month after that, $200. So they'll reset. I'll offset themselves. But just by having those two lower months of $20,000 or $30,000 less than what you project because a customer doesn't get paid by their customer or whatever, it really drops your cash flow down another $30,000 per month. Then you're down $20,000 this month, and then you're $50,000, you know. And that's what I'm saying is if we had it, I wouldn't even be making this phone call if my customers had paid me. Why?
Yeah, but you're not, like, here's the truth. Right now, and I tell this to all my customers because the reality is people in finance, and I kind of do not like it. And I've learned from my scenario. I have a great customer. Guy has a great growing business. He took too many loans. He hung up his phone. He's defaulting on everything. You have to look at things in a reasonable manner. If you start looking at things in a reasonable manner, everything goes well. But also, at the end of the day, you're playing with your livelihood. And you've built a great business, and I think some people, they disconnect from the reality. I started in our company in 2007. I started my life during the recession, in a sense. So I understand things can go up or down. And I understand for you, the reason why you don't have 50 grand in the bank is you're constantly reinvesting in your business, correct?
Yes, correct.
So with debt, you know, debt can be a powerful, it's a tool. You can take a hammer and you can, you know, build a fence. You can also take a hammer and you can hit someone in the head and break their head open. Same tool used in very different ways. So I think with your situation, it all comes down to revenue. Right now, you're doing around $2 to $2.5 million a month, give or take, $2 to $2.5 million a year. So the amount of debt you want to have, you want to have around 200 to 250, maybe 300. But you want to have that, and that's why you have a CAN loan for 150. So doing a second loan for 50 or 100 grand, probably nothing to lose sleep over. Doing a loan for 200,000, that's when things start to kind of go, they start to pop off because at the end of the day, there's too much salesmanship in our industry, and you have one person you're talking to, and nothing wrong with it, and they're demonizing. I'm sure whoever you've talked to, a lot of people that sell SBA loans, they say working capital loans are crap, they're awful, they're high interest. They basically make them sound like a bad product, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, the people I dealt with, I don't even discuss it with them. They didn't, but yes, if I did, I'm sure they would.
Because it sounds like you've got a good relationship, which is awesome. It's good to hear that someone's trying to offer you that SBA loan, but at the same time, yeah, I think SBA loans, sometimes having, the issue with a lot of these long-term loans is it's extra cash, but at the end of the day, it doesn't force customers or business owners to actually identify the real need, because it's like a home equity line of credit. You're having that money for so long, it just solves an issue, but you really don't think about, hey, here's why I'm borrowing the money, here's what it does for me. I think with your situation, you've got a few needs. I think some additional cash flows plus some additional money for inventory or for this purchase does make sense. Just I would say, what I would think, I do have a program that's a second position loan. It allows you to keep your CAN loan. It actually, the max they do, I think, is 100 grand. Once in a while, they go up to 150, but I would see an offer that would probably go, just off my experience, around 60 to 100 grand, probably 12 months, and give you the ability where it's something that is very reasonable. If at the same time, let's say you came to me and you said, hey, Ruben, I got the opportunity to buy $200,000 of this wallpaper, and the guy selling it for $200,000, but it's worth $400,000, and he needs to unload it now, and I know I can use it. Well, then that's a different conversation, because that's a very specific opportunity. In this case, this is just getting a month ahead. This is, hey, as long as I have the cash, just float me a month ahead. So yeah, I think what you're looking for is reasonable. That's possible, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I can get you the bank statement so that you can kind of look at the program. Send me the info on it, I guess, of what.
Yeah,
what
if you can, calls. If you can, what I'm going to do is this: if you can send me the bank statements, I'm going to submit your file right away, and I'll come back to you in a couple hours and say, hey, look, here's what you're approved for. What would you like to do? I'll give you a few options, and you can decide.
Okay. That works. Yeah, at least can look at it, and then give me time to find out if any. I'll probably know some answers from my customers I've emailed to see if they're going to cut us loose on some more money this week.
Well, you're not the first person to tell me their customers don't pay them on time.
No, they're terrible about it, man. It's just it's in this industry, it's awful.
It's in every industry.
It's supposed to be standard 30 to 60 days, and we're lucky. I mean, I got $102,000 that's over 60 days owed to me right now,
Yeah, no, I mean, I just had a conversation with a customer that I'm working with. I don't like really dealing with secretaries, because they're very kind of sometimes nice, sometimes mean. And I have a customer I'm dealing with, and I'm like, hey, brother, he's in New Jersey. I'm like, hey, brother, like, your business credit's got some issues. You're paying people late and he's like, yeah, well, people pay me. And I call the secretary, and she goes, well, that's ridiculous. I pay everyone. I go, no, you don't. Because if you paid everyone, if you could just quit the nonsense, you don't pay everyone on time, because you guys don't get paid on time. So if we can just quit the merry-go-round, yeah, you guys are paying people late because people are paying you late. So the challenge you're dealing with, it's one of the things of running a business. The only thing you can...
That's it.
Every customer I work with, all they tell me is this, and I don't know if this makes sense to you. They say, the one thing you cannot screw around with is payroll. You cannot pay labor late.
No, you can't. Yeah. If you do, that's it for us. I mean, I've got my employees, and I also have guys that I use as subcontract labor, and they'll send me guys as needed, so I don't have to keep them on payroll. But the minute I fail paying them on time, they cut my manpower way down and say, hey, man, I can't send you that many guys because I got to get, I got to pay them. So
yeah, I know.
I lose that manpower.
Correct. You just can't screw around with that.
Make our money.
Correct. Absolutely. So I don't want to take any more of your time. If you can, just shoot me those bank statements. I'll give you an offer by the end of the day, and then you got some options.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, man.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.